to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on the 16th day of April, 2007. And because April 15th fell on a Sunday, the IRS, in a magnanimous move, gave you to a deadline. I do believe it's tomorrow night at midnight. Otherwise, there might be penalties for late filing. And by the way, if you ask the IRS about late filing, well, it doesn't mean you don't have to pay your taxes. It means you got to write them a check, and then you can make your declarations later. How's that for a sweet deal? At any rate, on the program today, I have Tommy Crier and also Larry Beecraft, and the main subject matter here is the Internal Revenue Service. And we'll continue taking your calls at 800-313-9443. Let us go to New Jersey here. Jay in New Jersey. Hello, Jay.
Hello.
Hi.
Interesting show, by the way. Very interesting. In this time of taxes, people talk about a lot of things, but one thing that never seems to come up very much anymore is the CAFR funds, the corporate
Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You just don't hear much from that anymore. And it looks like if that came to the surface, there might be a lot less taxes to pay. At least it puts some people's feet in the fire.
Good point. Gentlemen, anything on the CAFR?
It's more of getting the information out to the public. You know, there was one man that was in charge of educating the American people about CAFR and the reports that were hidden. He's had an impact. More people know about it. But, you know, we don't have any mechanism for we don't have any way or agreed way among ourselves for getting information out. There's a lot of information that's similar in nature that needs to be part of a propaganda program whereby we reach out to the American people and say, hey, did you know this? Did you know this? Did you know this? And the truth of the matter is that we have no access to, the real media in this country, so we have to make our own media, and we've got to act together. And if we act together, we can start educating the rest of America about these problems.
Larry, I remember, and I don't know if you remember this phone call or not. I remember it was like yesterday. I was out of Jeff Bennett's house out in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm standing poolside. And I said to you, what I see going on here is more people are going to be whacked. More people are going to go to jail. We need to find some way to attack this problem and do it on a unified front. Otherwise, you know, there's not going to be any resolution to this. People are going to go to this person, running that person for help. And nothing has been really tried and true. Now, there have been successes against the IRS. There have been people who presented cases, and the IRS thought, you know what, we don't want to touch this. Just kick it loose because we don't want bad publicity off of cases that we lose. But I'm in agreement with you, Larry. I don't know if you remember that phone call.
Yeah, I remember it.
But
that's a long time ago, and that was the gist of a good idea, and we're still talking about it.
Still talking about it here today. And I can see no better once, I don't know, Tommy, what you've got in mind doing.
Well, you know, now, you got to understand, too, Larry and I come from different backgrounds. One, he's a common law lawyer. I'm a civilian, a civil law, black letter law lawyer. All of our law comes from the legislature, not from a judge of questionable or dubious genealogy. And, that's basically, I cringe with my political background when I hear the word propaganda. But he's right, although I prefer to call it public awareness.
Yeah.
We've got to stand up and make public aware that there is an issue.
All right, we got a break here. We've got a long segment coming up. Just hang on, 800-313-9440. Yeah, 9443. I'm trying to hurry before the break. Give us a ring. We'll be here. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Safe Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with hemp salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. The company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintain the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. Food supplies get short. With no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal forms like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. My guest today, Tommy Crier, on this network, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, on Saturdays from, I do believe, 12 noon, 2 p.m. Is that correct, Tommy?
Went from 2 p.m. to 4 central.
Okay, I'm in the wrong time zone.
Well, you had the times right, you just had the time zone.
And he's on this network, folks, and he can be heard on shortwave on 12.180. Unfortunately, when I do my show on this frequency, it's out. So evidently I scare some people out there. I wanted to ask you, too, if you were familiar with the Brown case. On law.com, there was an article printed. And John Counsel, a Texas lawyer, actually wrote this up about a week ago, it looks like. And it was Alan Brown et al. Versus the United States. Are you guys familiar with that case?
Well, just what I've seen today, and in fact, I had somebody that went over to Pacer and got a lot of the important pleadings and happened to email. I was going to do that later this evening, but I haven't had a chance to read it. You know, this is what I know about the case, that the IRS targeted this criminal defense lawyer. Ultimately, they searched in about 2000. They searched his home and office, and then ultimately, about 2005, they put him to trial, and the jury acquitted him. And this is the civil suit regarding that. And they ultimately settled for $1 million.
That's
what that case is about.
Yeah, the actual payout, and it was on a Treasury check of $1.34 million.
Okay.
All right, let's go back to the phone here. Jay in New Jersey. Hello, Jay. Jay with us. No, not there. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Oh, boy, we're getting all these people up there in the rainy weather.
Yeah,
just got 10 inches of snow yesterday.
I was just going to say, if it's raining up there today, snowing by tomorrow. That's global warming for you.
I took a picture of flowers blooming and green grass yesterday. It really wasn't much green grass. I mean, just starting to spring, you know. but they I had to dig for 10 inches of snow to get the same picture of the same flower.
Well, Jay, I got to tell you, we're already into summer down here in Texas.
I got kind of an interesting case. Situation is I used my retirement money up because I had to keep my farm alive. So in doing so, my farm's a corporate entity. And doing so, also, the farm is my sole inheritance. So I'm the sole inheritor. So it's like investing in my own investment and flipping money from one place to another with a better investment as a stockbroker or as a CEO officer would do with his own business. And I've compared to the, because they want the tax from that, I've compared to the UAL of the United Airlines, went bankrupt, their 401k plans of the employees to keep the company solvent and with no tax burden. I compared to hardship because in 1995, I had a milky quibble, which I went to court in 04, and court, a Yankee Doodle court, and bottom line is the opposition brought in information that didn't exist for me. They changed the minutes of court so that it did get testified to falsely, which it didn't. But in the meantime, God had me go back to Cornell University and pour information out, which no one else has ever done, but they handed it to me by oddity, not that they really wanted to, but it came out. Now I've got everybody lying and perjurizing themselves in court and whatnot, and I have extortion going on. And so I've tried to collect. No one's willing to collect. I've turned this into both tax departments to collect. They refuse to collect on it. It's not the waiver and estoppel situation, which they refuse to acknowledge. Now we're going to the state tax department. It was funny. The guy that handled wasn't even in the tax department. I had a call somewhere else, and he said he didn't represent me anymore. So when I went back to the tax department to find out where they were going to or who was going to represent me, they said, oh, no, he's still representing you, but we know who he is. And so I've kind of got a load in the backside here. I'm not sure who he is. In the interim of it, I go to a tax audit to try to get my $20,000 back this Thursday, and I'm a little nervous because, I'll be honest with you, I'm going in the middle of New York City, which is way out of my way, and they're going to put me in jail. I haven't filed since 04, and I'm starting to fight this fight of, such as Freedom Law School, SupremeLaw.org. I've hired his abilities, asking the 31 questions of the IRS. I've also still got my crime in action here, which I've documented, and I put to everybody and their brother to act on the crime, and no one's acting on it. Also, I have information such as workman's comp was $18.100 in New York State, and all of a sudden they proud that it was $6.100. So I can show New York State coerces numbers in their favor to collect insurance and fraudulent revenues, and they hit me on that also. There's another story behind that. Now,
John, you have been fighting this, you calling into this program for at least almost the last 3 years with this story. And you've gotten any resolution yet?
Oh, none. No, I'm still fighting it. In fact, they done me. I hired a guy. My parent or everybody's telling me to just negotiate with him. So when I hired a guy, his name was Joel Rappaport. He took the IRS on. When it got said and done, they did nothing. They hung me out to dry again. That's the fourth time I've hired someone that put me out to dry, and they want $120,000 in 120 days from February 1st. So by May 26th, yeah, I've got to come up with $120,000, which, yeah, again, now it's kind of this running thing, but I still have this crime in action. I've gone to the fact of using the law initially with the Constitution and having a jury trial, which they've ignored, on to the fact of playing their games of following their laws and rules, and also I pulled all the rules up of the extortion and stuff against me. They refused to acknowledge it. And so now, basically, I'm to the last ends here. We're still talking laws and rules. I pull up the Patriot Act, that like the 9/11 Citizens Commission report on 9/11 being a hoax and an inside job. And I'm going to throw that on their desk, to be honest with you. And I've actually filed that in some of my reports. And, it's a loaded. I understand that, bites you because it's bad politics. But where do you draw the truth and where do you stop talking about the truth,
yeah,
and standing for it? So anyhow, in a nutshell, that's kind of it.
Gentlemen?
One more point.
Yeah.
I pointed out such as Fergie's. If you pull up like fuel vapor systems, he shows where the government has like five contract or five patents on good energy systems and whatnot.
Yeah. John, if I can interject here, I can already see one problem, and you just admitted it.
What's that?
You're throwing a lot of light onto this fire that you don't need to be throwing on them.
Well, that's true, because with 9/11 being...
Yeah, I mean, you're easily dismissed as just a nutcase. Look at Rosie O'Donnell, and she's one of them.
Sure.
Okay, so I don't know. Gentlemen, advice for this guy?
I don't have any advice other than this. You can repeat John's problem nationwide, and probably tens of thousands of people are in the same boat. And there's no way that legal manpower exists to address all these people's problems. you know, the only solution I see is, you know, everybody's got a dog in the fight with something that's common to all of them, and the common fights need to be fought. The common issues need to be pursued and prevailed in our favor.
That is the problem, and there has been many arguments, and Larry, you're probably more aware of this than anybody, that there's a lot of issues, and I have a friend, he's a doctor, you know, he said, I keep hearing you guys talking about the problem, and he said, the number one problem I see is the funny money system we have in this country, and of course the income tax, and it is my belief, after researching and doing years of reading, that the banks kind of wanted the 16th Amendment in there because, like any good banker, you walk to a bank, you want to make a loan. I don't care if it's for home improvement. I don't care if it's to buy a car, whatever. They want to see what your track record is. And, of course, they want to see what kind of collateral you have in case you fail to meet the obligations of that contract. This is the art that's been given, and I do believe it's correct, that the reason why the 6th Amendment was right on the heels of the funny money deal was that the bankers wanted some surety that they were going to be paid.
Yeah, there's a lot of that rolled into it. Anytime you have a fiat monetary system, you got to have a way to withdraw excess credit from the economy so that the process of credit creation can occur on a quarterly and annual basis. If you're issuing fiat currency, or you know, credit, you obtain several benefits. You acquire political power. You have the ability to obtain phenomenal amounts of wealth, and you can direct economic activity. And if you're sitting there issuing all this credit, you can buy anything. If you're sitting there issuing all this credit, you can build a political structure that you want. If you're sitting there with all this ability to create credit, you can make military facilities blossom in the middle of the desert. That's what having the power to issue credit means. You know, you've got to have a mechanism, you've got to have a taxing mechanism to take that excess credit out of the economy every year. And that's the purpose of taxation. And the tax is very proficient because it applies, according to the system, to everyone. And so they can take a lot from everyone and therefore maintain the value of the fiat currency.
Well,
that's how it works.
And it's fascinating to me. The government's broke. I mean, the numbers are floating out there. Most people, if you ask them, any man on the what's a national debt? And they'll scratch their head. Well, didn't Congress last year just vote to raise it to $8.5 trillion? And the figures are suggesting to me that it's well over $70 trillion. It might as well be over $100 trillion of the debts, obligations, past, present, and future of the U.S. government. The IRS takes in this year, I think last year's figures were $2.4 trillion. And that's just on income tax. And they claim that they can't run a government on $2.4 trillion. And that's through a taxing mechanism that I think we're in agreement here is illegal as all get out. But the government can't seem to survive on something like that.
Well, take a look at the Soviet Union when they were having their economic difficulties, one collapsed back in 89 and 90. And we can all remember, it's much like New York. You know, if you go to New York, you have all these people sitting there. They'll roll out what earthly little goods that they have, and they'll sell them on the sidewalk. The same thing was happening back in those days in Soviet Union. The media was showing us all these pictures about tragedy. Well, what they did is they wiped out all their debt, and then it became economically viable. That's exactly what's going to happen to us. We're going to wipe out all this, quote, debt, and there's going to be a new monetary system in the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it's called the Amero. It's
right.
Already sitting in bundles on pallets and banks. We'll be right back. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruit and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online and this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room and it made a perfect night. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Clean products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopath, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out? Oh, that's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out? At school, that's what said the Constitution was about.
How do you spell relief? Constitution, folks. You know, gentlemen, it's fascinating to me that we have uniform commercial codes, we have statutory law, we have people making public policy that is not following the Constitution. We have all these little mechanisms, little trappings out there to ensnare us, trip up. I do believe that at the root of this thing is the quest for the almighty dollar. From our pockets, of course, governments, they don't turn a profit because they're not supposed to be in the business of turning a profit. We have the IRS, as I said, stated earlier, that last year collected some $2.4 trillion. That's not enough to run the government. They're still crying we're broke. Under a taxing mechanism that, for all intents and purposes, all I've studied and read and researched, is illegal, but they continue it. And we can argue whether it's an excise, an indirect, or a direct tax, or whatever the case may be. But here we're still stuck with it. Here we are, people still going to jail over it. And there are some victories out there, but they're few and far in between. And tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in this country have a problem. And there doesn't appear to be a remedy for that problem. And there has to be one fairly soon. I mean, isn't the history books, didn't they teach us? Boston Tea Party was about taxation? Well, I have the wonderful people here in Williamson County coming after me for business tax. And I said, a business tax? Oh, yeah, it's law. And I said, well, so was tying school money to property taxes, and you guys got your little butt smacked over that one. And I said, and a business tax is exactly what? Well, we just determine, you know, your business machines and computers and all that stuff, and we assess a tax on you. And I says, and what benefit do I get out of this? I said, oh, there isn't one. And I says, isn't that taxation without representation? Isn't that just another way for you guys to collect funds and put it in your corporate coffer off of the backs of business people? Well, don't you know, gentlemen, they haven't come back. Because I told them, I said, look, to go to every business here in this doggone city, I will do so, get up a petition, and take this to the city council and cram it in whatever orifice I can find. They haven't called me back. Now, I wonder why. But we've got a problem here, folks. And year after year after year after year after year after ad nauseum, after a year, we talk about the very same problem. And we got a commissioner now that, well, he's fully in charge and he's going to fully implement the law. But that is the question. Anybody can claim a policy, they can claim something legally, or say it's legal, and under penalty, you better comply, or bad things are going to happen to you. And bad things are happening to good people every single day in this country. And what's most frustrating to me, and I alluded to it earlier, Larry B. Craft and I have had this conversation before. When do we unify on this, get the proper people under one roof, let's hammer this out, come up with a strategy, cookie cutter it, put it out there, have it be effective, and get these monkeys off of our backs?
Yeah, John, I agree with you wholeheartedly because I'm getting tired of the battle. You know, just sitting around and just putting out fires, which is primarily what this movement generates, gets old after a while.
I'm tired of it.
Well, everybody's tired of it because they're going. The train is sitting on the track, and they're all sitting around talking about stoking up the boilers, but it's still not moving anywhere. And after a while, people start to drift away.
And that's what's happened repeatedly. And I've said this, Tommy and Larry, I've said this more times than I can admit, that we have people out there, good-intentioned people, but they don't seem to be willing to support those that are trying to do the thing. And invariably what happens is they lose interest. I can't tell you how many calls I get at this network saying, you know, we're tired of hearing about the problems. We want the solutions. And I keep shooting back to them. We don't have enough people talking to the right people about the problems we have. It is in the numbers.
Well, I think it's a bit of an unfair characterization that people are not willing to stand up and help, because here's your problem with that, John. You got people that are universally afraid of the IRS and the federal government, and justifiably so. I mean, you're talking the most powerful and most dangerous organization in the world. One that a retired IRS agent said that the only agency in the world that he knew of that could compare to the IRS in terms of power and unaccountability would be the KGB. Now, that's a strong statement. Now, you got that situation. It's hard to ask any individual to stand up and to say, I am Spartacus. Okay? Now, you know, granted, now the Spartacus story didn't end too well because it crucified him all the way back to Rome. But they can't do that today. They can't crucify us all the way back to Washington, D.C. And what we're doing is we're finding our eggs one, two, and three at a time, and we're standing up and we're saying, I am Spartacus, and they're cutting us down. Now, if all we need to do on this, and as you point out, we've got hundreds of thousands of people out there that realize that this is a real genuine issue, but you've got millions of people, millions and millions of people who are not even aware of the issue any more than general public was aware that there was a race issue in 1940s and 50s.
I understand. We got
right,
gentlemen, we got to take this break.
An issue.
Tommy, I appreciate that. We got to take this break. Bill, Wayne, Michael, Gary, and others, we'll get to all of your calls after this break. My guests today, Tommy Crier and Larry B. Craft. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access, excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The event of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accessed perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Back riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resort offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website, www.howardcreek.com, or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our banner for the address.
Hi, Steve, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing now, because you've used your credit, the right strategy can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out elimination scams if you'd like to. You would take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633 on the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, we're back with Tommy Cryer and Larry Becraft. We're talking about the Internal Revenue Service. And I think touching on some issues here that's been really, really bothering people for a long time. And I can't tell you how many calls that I get in this network every single day that remind us that, you know, you guys are talking about the problem, and I don't see any solutions. Well, in my, I usually shoot back, though, that we don't have enough people out there that are knowledgeable yet enough to garner forces together and become unified against tyranny that we're seeing here in this country, that the information, we've got information, and we're talking about it, but it's falling on too few ears. And I don't know what it's going to take to get people off their backsides, off of their couches, whatever case may be. I don't know what it's going to take. But soon enough, ladies and gentlemen, you'll see chaos in the street. You'll see blood running in the streets. I have absolutely no doubt of that. At which time, you're going to be facing martial law and a lot of people with guns and badges that aren't going to be too damned friendly. And that's a given.
Well, let me tell you what I think it's going to take, John. It's just like we were talking just before the break. People are afraid, and they're unaware of their own strengths and their own numbers. They're sitting there by themselves, and they don't see the other guys around them that could do in a big crowd or a big mob. And what they need is for somebody to finally say, okay, guys, we're all going to find our hind legs. We're all going to get up and stand up on the count of three, and we're all going to together shout Spartacus, and they can't crucify us anymore. Now, whenever that happens, you're going to find people that you mentioned that are not doing anything about it because they're afraid, and you can't blame them for that. But you're going to see when they realize that when they stand up, there are going to be hundreds of thousands of others standing up at the same time. They're going to find their feet, and they're going to find it quick, because I've heard nothing but that from everybody, every order since I've been introduced to this community, has said, when are we going to stand up all together and do something? They're all aching to do something. They know there's a bad problem, and they know if the tree gets too far over, it's going to go down no matter what they do. And they know that they don't know, have no way of knowing when it's going to be too late. So now is when to do something. But somebody needs to stand up and say, okay, guys, I'm going to count to three, and we're all going to get up at the same time. And we're all going to start telling the whole public, the rest of the public, those millions that don't know this is an issue, that this is an issue. And once it becomes an issue, and people become aware of it, what Larry calls propaganda, I call public education because I'm a politician.
Yeah, Larry, I'll change my word.
Larry, I wanted to ask you why you. I caught the same thing, Tommy, when he said that. And propaganda is not necessarily.
As a former politician for many years, a political activist, former head of a major party before I realized that there was only one party, that I got mine party, hell with you.
Right.
But, you know, your propaganda kind of sticks in my throat. You know, it's kind of like those fingernails on a chalkboard. But you know what he means by that.
Oh, absolutely.
He means the distribution of information and the generation of a public awareness of an issue. Because until it becomes an issue, it's just like he pointed out with the civil rights movement. wasn't an issue until somebody said, hey, this is an issue. And all of a sudden, everybody started thinking about it. And people like you and me and Larry, and I grew up in Louisiana. He grew up in Alabama. And we're saying, hey, you know, they're right. This is wrong. You know, this is a wrong thing. This isn't the right way, people.
By the way, I have this tendency, and don't ask me where it comes from. I'm a stump jumper from Pennsylvania, and I guess we have our own little accent up there. But every time I get a Southern people on here, such as you two, I go into this kind of like this Pennsylvania draw. I don't know where it comes from, but it comes from my bean basket somewhere. Let's go back to the phones, gentlemen. Gil in New York. Hello, Gil.
Hi, guys. Listen, I watched a movie from Freedom to Fascism. And I noticed, basically, that no U.S. judge ever dismissed a case against the IRS. I saw there four cases that were four defendants were acquitted by the jury on legal issues that were supposed to be acquitted by the judge, basically. This means, basically, as I understand it, judiciary, that you cannot count on it. It's basically an implied or explicit indictment against a jury which doesn't do its job, not to say a corrupt judiciary. And I think that this is the basic issue. The basic issue is that you don't have a judiciary, a credible judiciary, that stand up for the Constitution, for the people. And therefore, we have to do something, otherwise we are the barking dogs that let the convoy go through.
Right. Good point. Gil, if you don't mind my asking, where are you originally from?
Israel.
Okay, and now you're in this country. You've seen what's transpired in Israel. The government runs over there. Did you think you were going to get a better shake when you came here?
Of course I believe that I will get a better shake. Eventually I find out that This is the worst system in the world.
But it's voluntary.
Yes, they say it's voluntary. Yes, yeah. Everything is voluntary.
It is. Yeah, you can volunteer to walk up the gallows and put your own neck in the noose.
This is in a criminal case. There's a plea bargain, and everybody that goes to jail goes upon the plea bargain that right. He signed and agreed to be in jail.
That's a good point on the issue here of judicial corruption, gentlemen. What say you?
Well, I'd like to drift back to what Tommy was talking about. The people, you know, he mentioned the people are scared of the IRS. Well, you know, you don't have to be scared of the IRS or scared of government. You don't have to cross that bridge if you're just talking to your friends and neighbors. You know, there's nothing wrong with talking to your friends and neighbors and passing out DVDs, which now I'm told you can get them from anywhere from $1 to $2 each. You can pass out copies of those DVDs. There's something that needs to be done for the cause of liberty every day. And my mission, based on 25 years of experience of observing people in this movement, is most people, they'll read a little something, they'll commit themselves to it. You ask them a couple of years later what their position is, and they can't relate it to you. But then if they get into trouble, they'll hire somebody else to try to get them out of trouble. And they're busy with the, and this is understandable, they're busy with just holding their head above water, just to make a living. And then some of them also, I'll talk to them on, was, well, you know, gee, I got my vacation to run down to Mexico next week. You know, there's got to be, on the part of the people that are involved in the movement, a greater commitment to, you know, spreading the word. And, you know, to spread the word on an individual basis is nothing that the government can stop. And, you know, you don't encounter the wrath of the IRS if you just sit there and pass out DVDs, $2 DVDs of freedom to fascism. That is something that needs to be done.
You can do that with relative safety. You're right, Larry.
And gentlemen, I didn't mean, and Tommy spoke to this, I didn't mean, this is not a general indictment against people, that I'm saying that we don't have enough boots on the ground. Because I had this conversation many, many times with many different people. I'm afraid that if we jump on this bandwagon and let that one go over there, that somehow we're going to lose. And I said, well, the obvious solution to this is to have more participants going out there organizing, because I know we're being assaulted on many different fronts. I don't have to sit and tell this audience that. But the key to this thing is the number of people that we have in this movement, whatever you want to call it, in this country. The one thing that we're sorely lacking is the boots on the ground. And I'll remind people how we pried ourselves away from King George. Some would argue to this day that we really haven't, but we did have an American Revolution. We only had about 3 to 4% of the population that actually actively took part. And these ragtag bunch of people out there defeated one of the best organized military things on planet Earth, talking about England's armed services. And they were here. They were killing us here on our own soil, or soon to be our own soil. But the point is that 3 to 4% of the people were able to start a new country. And now we've sat back and watched it in less than 230-some years go in a handbasket. And we got 300 million people in this country. At least 260 million of them are illegal. But we've got enough people here, that there's more of us than there is of them.
So true.
But I don't know what is going to strike the chord. Maybe it's going to take many people suggested to me, maybe it's going to take that point where, you know, it happens to your neighbor Sam or Pete down the block. Well, they're not after, so I don't care. So in using that type of approach to this, it's not going to solve anything. And quite frankly, gentlemen, I'm tired of rehashing the same old problems.
Well, what if somebody in the next, you know, short period of time, you know, made a suggestion and it spread across the Internet that it's time for everybody to band together? Do you think that the people will do it?
Well, if something's going to happen. I can only tell you that. Hey, let's get back to the phones here, gentlemen. Run out of time. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne. Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, hi, John. Great show. It's kind of funny you brought up the county appraisal district you probably ran knocked heads with, because I'm in the same situation. And I had this knucklehead show up, and he didn't even follow his own codes. He made a legal determination about the value of the property, which turned out to be about five times what it actually is. And right now I'm in the middle of fighting that little deal. So these people don't even follow, you know, the rule of law as far as I'm concerned. So.
And here's what happens with their public policy and whatever the corporations and their board members decide. Until such time that somebody stands up and challenges them, they'll keep doing the same thing over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And they've got everybody, we're talking about a different taxation scheme, but this is you put the mega plier on this deal. And you're looking at, we're talking about the IRS. They've got the majority of people in this country bamboozling. You've got to pay that tax, or you're going to go to jail, or we're going to confiscate, we're going to attach, we're going to guarantee, we're going to do all these things. We're going to con business clients. We're going to basically run you into the ground if you don't comply. How the hell is that for a voluntary tax system?
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, John, my question for your guests is basically this. Gentlemen, in your opinion, what is the main mechanism, process, or tactic used by these various federal, state, or local agencies that allow them, if they somehow have jurisdiction over our affairs? And when I say that, I mean, are they using an administrative process against us through notices, letters, et cetera?
Good question.
That throw us into a possible default situation if we don't respond correctly?
Good question.
Larry?
Oh, I was going to ask you, Tommy. Here's my view.
I think the key word there is jurisdiction. And now the states, now you got to remember, the states are true sovereigns, okay? The states are genuine natural sovereigns. They didn't get their creation from any of us. Now, the federal government is more like a power of attorney.
Well, I would dispute that. Don't the people create the government?
People create or organize the government, constitute the government. But you got to remember to start with that these states' governments were not, until the 14th Amendment, we're not even subject to the Bill of Rights.
Is that state an artificial entity at that point?
So, but I mean, their jurisdictional authority, and I think Larry will agree with this, their jurisdictional authority is far greater than that of the federal government. They don't, you know, we may have imposed through our state constitutions limitations on them. You know, I helped draft Louisiana's constitution that we're currently under in the Constitutional Convention of 1873. We imposed limitations.
Right.
But until we put those limits on it, you're starting with a raw material of sovereignty.
But, Tommy, if I'm doing business, or I'm just taxing home, and I start getting letters saying my grass is too tall, or I'm not running my business the right way according to the code, what are they using, a notice or a letter, to try to establish a jurisdictional presence over me where, again, through the law of contracts, if I don't respond in 3 days and reject that offer of contract, am I somehow...
No, this isn't a contract situation. This is a jurisdiction and sovereignty situation. That the government, and you got to remember too, that the people that you're talking about, how you got your grass cut, whether they're going to come in and cut it and lien against your property for the cost of doing that, you're talking about usually a little ordinance where you live four houses down from a city
right.
where you have the opportunity to have input with this guy. Now, on notices, that has nothing to do with a contractual default situation. That has to do with due process.
Tommy, an ordinance isn't positive law, though, is it? How can something passed under color of law establish jurisdiction over you?
They either have it or they don't.
Well, they don't.
Okay,
if they don't have positive, if they're
now,
operating under color
kind of
law.
Jurisdiction. Yeah, maybe you're talking about a different kind of jurisdiction. You
We're
have two
about
basic
the city
kinds.
Government.
One is jurisdiction over the subject matter, and that is, do they have the power to regulate the management of properties within their geographic jurisdiction? Number two, you have jurisdiction over the person. And that is, have they placed you on notice so that you know to come defend yourself so that they can act relative to your rights and interests and obligations and behold you to it under a due process test? Am I right on that, Larry?
Yeah.
So those are, you have to, I know it's complicated, you have to think of it in two terms. One, do they have the power to regulate that particular activity, the excess growing of grass? Number two is, how do they go about it on the enforcement or carrying out and implementing that authority?
Well, if
now,
it's a city corporation,
remember,
no,
the federal government is a severely limited form of government, and nothing in the Constitution intended for the federal government to come into direct contact with the people. If you look at Article 1, Section 8, it only allows the government to tell us that there are three things we can't do. We can't counterfeit money, we can't commit treason, and we can't commit piracy on the high seas. They're not supposed to be able to tell us anything else that we can or can't do, unless it has to do with how, not whether, how we could engage in interstate commerce.
But now you're talking about states' rights, which it seems to me that the states have abrogated their responsibility to maintain those states' rights and given up power to the federal government and let them roll over the top of us.
Well, they've sold it. Number one, by ratifying the 17th Amendment, they gave the Senate away, which was supposed to be a state representative body, not a people representative body. The 17th Amendment shot them in the head. They were already on the bed. And then, after that, then they've accepted bribes from the federal government, using our money it has stolen from us, to bribe our state legislature.
How do we insulate
to listen
ourselves?
To them instead of to the their own people?
Wayne, I got to let you go, but the question he just asked is, how do we insulate ourselves? We'll try to tackle that question. We've got a short segment coming up, and a lot of people are still online. We'll take the break here. We'll be right back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a neat company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rule, our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elder euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations like the chicken farmer farms his chickens? Have you had it? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-563 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-563.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out.
For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thought on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery disease anymore. It's just basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals, and it covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do a program, you know, herbal formula like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now for regular jog 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. We only have about 4 minutes left here. You know, it keeps ringing through my head, gentlemen. Larry, you're down there in Alabama. Tommy,
right at the top of the state.
Yeah, and Tommy, you're over there in Louisiana. And I keep looking at this thing, L.A., and that don't mean Lower Alabama. Why don't you two have to cross the state line, get together, and fire up a practice or something, or start an institute or something there to get this ball rolling? Because I'll tell you what. I think it's high time we do that. The problem is we've got to figure out how to pay you guys for your time.
I already spend countless hours per week, you know, just dealing with problems one-on-one for people. And, you know, unless we get organized, you know, this movement's not really going to get anywhere.
I'm right there with you. Let's go to the phones. Carrie in Louisiana. Hello, Carrie. Carrie, you there?
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Here we are. Hey, comment ça va, cousin?
C'est pas bien, vous?
Ah, très bien. Some Cajun talking here.
Oh, man. Oh, you guys have me at a disadvantage there.
Ah, no big deal. Anyway, hey, listen, I heard your show this weekend, Tommy. Fantastic. And you had your friend from Alabama on.
Well, he's on right here with us now, too.
Exactly.
I tell you what, it was a great show. I really enjoyed that.
Fantastic show. And listen, there is this I'm going to call it movement, but the American Freedom of Fascism. There are groups around the country that are getting together about this whole thing about the income tax. And I'm a member of the one here in Louisiana, and I'm trying to get them to listen to your show. The other thing I'm wondering is, are you aware of Pete Hendrickson's book Cracking the Code and his website Lost Horizons?
I am, and right now they're under attack.
Yeah, of course they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, you have the same old routine. You know, a group comes along, typically a one man operation. You know, decides to get a whole lot of people trying to do something. And then they run into a well organized opposition, and that's the reason why we need a well organized ACLU on our side.
Oh, I agree. I mean, the IRS needs to be taken down hard.
Kerry, I want you to do me a favor this afternoon. I want you to go to my website, lifefreezone.com.
Lifefreezone.com?
Yeah, click on Contact Mr. Cryer and send me an email. Just say, this is Kerry in Louisiana. So I'll have your email because I want to contact you on something.
Speaking of websites, and Larry, do you have a website?
Yeah, the best way to get to it's got a complicated URL. So just go to Google and type in Beecraft Briefs, and that'll take you straight there to it.
All righty. Carrie, anything else? We're running out of time.
Is lifefree.com?
No, lie zone, one word. Just like no lies
life
allowed.
Lie zone, I'm sorry.
lifreezone.com. Click on Contact Mr. Cryer. Just send me a note. This is Carrie in Louisiana.
All right, Carrie?
Yes, sir. Got it.
All righty.
Bienvenista.
Michael in New York, your last on the National Intel Report. Go ahead.
Hey, John, great show. I just wanted to follow up with property tax. This is what I did. I requested from our local property tax department a copy of the law. They couldn't furnish it. And so now it's got to be there somewhere. Do some research. You ought to find it. That's what they told me. So next step is to send a certified notarized letter to them telling them if they can't send me a copy within 30 days, by law, they default, the law doesn't exist, and then I'll publish that in editorials and local, bring it to that step, and then see if we get some people motivated.
All right. Gentlemen, we are flat out of time. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Gentlemen, we're out of time. Tommy,
my pleasure, John.
Hey, for having us on, John.
Well, not a problem. Tommy Crier, you're on from 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. That's Central Time. You're on the network for 2 hours. And Larry, I'm just wondering when you're going to find a time to do a program on this network also.
Oh, Saturdays is a good one.
All right. Oh, gentlemen, thanks again. Appreciate it. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
It's true.